Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. It's always a pleasure for me, and I know it's like a dream come true for you. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out. It's a good one, folks. It'll help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. I am so excited about being able to introduce you to Eric Hoover. About 2 weeks ago, I was in Washington, D.C., as you know, helping the SBA celebrate small business in America during Small Business Week, and I was emceeing an event there to kick off the whole thing that week, and up walks a guy from the great state of Pennsylvania, and he said, I'm part of the Meadville Chamber of Commerce, and I understand you're going to come and speak to us one of these days, and just wanted to say hi, and he did. And so little did either one of us know that the next day he was going to be on the stage himself with a pretty darn cool honor. And let me tell you about him. His name is Eric Hoover. He's the president of Excalibur Machine Company, Incorporated, out of Conneaut Lake, Pennsylvania, which is hard by to Meadville. And he is the Small Business Person of the Year for 2006, chosen by the U.S. Small Business Administration. Eric, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations. I am so proud of you.
Well, thank you. It was truly an honor and quite an experience.
Well, I know it was, and little did either one of us know the day before that this is what was in store for you, did we?
Oh, absolutely not.
Well, I really am glad you came up to me, and I want to stick one other thing in here real quick. Your Chamber of Commerce, which as you probably know, and my audience knows, there is no greater supporter of Chambers of Commerce on the planet than me. But your Chamber of Commerce is a pretty special one, isn't it?
Yes.
Tell the audience why.
Well, we're celebrating our 200th year next year.
Think about that, folks. A Chamber of Commerce has been in business for almost 200 years. That's pretty remarkable. I've never heard of anything like that before. Eric, have you?
No. In fact, Steve Little was up speaking at this year's banquet.
Right.
And he happened to say that he thought it was the third oldest in a country, but we're not sure what the other two are.
I don't know who the other two are, and I've never heard of that. Yeah, Steve's a friend of ours too, and it looks like I'm going to be up there. You guys we're talking about getting me up there to help you guys celebrate the bicentennial of your chamber, and I'm looking forward to that. I think that'll be next February, but tell the audience what you got to do almost 2 weeks ago.
Well, we're having the breakfast celebrating the Phoenix Awards winner, and I was asked if I would introduce the President of the United States.
Whoa. Did you have to sit down?
Actually, I needed, propped up.
And it was breakfast, so you couldn't get a stiff drink or anything.
Yeah, that's right.
So what did you – they just walked up to you and laid that on you, huh?
Yep. That morning when I was getting off the elevator with my wife, Annette, they asked, I said, Eric, can you come with me for a minute? And your wife asked to stay here. And I knew that it wasn't anything to do about paying the bill or anything
right.
yet because we weren't done.
Because she pays your bills, right?
Yeah, that's right. And they told me that I had won and that I'd have to meet the president or get to meet the President of the United States, and more so, I had to introduce him
wow.
to the audience at the breakfast.
What did you think?
Oh, I was overwhelmed at that point. I mean, just
so you got both of those.
You
got both
head.
Of those things at the same time. You were told that you were a winner, and you had to introduce the president at the same time. That's almost overload, isn't it?
It was. It was.
Well, let me say this: you did a great job.
Well, thank you.
I was in the front row, and I'll tell you, I was so proud of you and so impressed with how you handled yourself. It was clear that the president was loving hearing you, you know, seeing what you were doing and seeing how you were handling yourself. Tell the audience how he acted around you.
Yeah, that was a amazing in itself. You know, when you're standard with the president, it's like, what are you going to talk about? And he made you feel so comfortable. I mean, he wanted to know all about my business, where we were from in Kaunia Lake. He wanted to know if my wife was in the audience. He asked me a lot of questions.
Human being questions.
That's right.
Yes. You know, I will tell you this, Eric. Last year, this is the second time that the SBA has done this, that the president has spoken, you know, at the time that the winner is announced. And last year's winner was from Maine, a young lady from Maine,
mm-hmm.
and has a remediation company up there in Maine. And the same thing happened to her as happened to you. And when I asked her the same question I asked you, she told me exactly what you just said. That he was a human being, that he asked her, you know, he was interested in what she had to say. He made her feel at home, made her feel comfortable, and just did a lot to put her at ease.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, tell the audience a little bit about Excalibur.
Excalibur, what Excalibur does, it's a machine and fabrication shop, and we make what I call OEM parts, original engineered manufacturing parts for different organizations. We'll do it for the power generation industry, the material handling industry. I mean, some of our big customers are the such like JLG, GE, and Riley Power.
Aren't these things that are typically outsourced and done overseas?
A lot of them are.
How have you been able to survive in that kind of an environment?
Well, what we try to do is Excalibur has gone with the line of thinking of being fully integrated. We bring in the raw material instead of having to sublet the burning, sublet the machining, sublet the fabricating. We do it all in-house, so we're able to control cost.
Right.
And through controlling the cost like that and working at stocking parts in different various stages for our customers, we help them as well. So more of a JIT program on some.
Well, you're able to be a partner. You're not just a vendor. You're a partner with them, aren't you?
Absolutely. We're crucial to their being, and we're giving them dedicated shop time and shop space with a fully integrated shop to help them control their cost.
And you're anywhere from a few miles to a few hundred miles, and those competitors in other countries are 8 to 10, 12,000 miles away.
Absolutely. Well,
and so that makes a difference.
We had to do is even start our own. We started our own trucking, even to help control the cost on our trucking for them.
Very smart. We're going to talk some more about why Excalibur Machine Company is the Small Business Company of the Year. Eric Hoover is the president and the founder and the winner of this great award. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with the Small Business Person of the Year, Eric Hoover, the president of Excalibur Machine Company, Incorporated in Conneaut. Is it Conneaut Lake? Is that how you pronounce that?
Conneaut.
Conneaut Lake, Pennsylvania, hard by to Meadville. Now, which part of the state is this in?
It's in the northwest corner.
Northwest corner, and the chamber he belongs to is about to celebrate its 200th anniversary, and I'm looking forward to coming up and working with you guys during that time. Be sure to tell Charlie Anderson I said hi. He's the president of that organization, and he does a great job up there.
Yeah, he does do a great job.
Okay. Now, when we went to the break, you were telling us about how you've been able to be competitive. You know, so much of your industry of the metals industry, whether it be die-cast or fabrication or whatever it might be, so much of that is dying in the United States. And it seems to me that I know there's a lot of challenges, and I know that I don't want to oversimplify this thing, but it also seems to me that your industry is a classic example of an industry that couldn't get itself out of the 20th century enough to be successful in the 21st century. What do you think about that?
I would have to agree. I mean, a majority of the shops, especially in the bigger product line that we have, it takes a lot of money to do the changeover. So many people had non-CNC machines, or they were just machine shops or just fabrication shops.
Not automated.
Not automated. So to make that changeover is a tough transition.
Mm-hmm.
And it's taken us quite a few years to be able to, you know, we built a machine shop first and built an automated machine shop. Then we added the fabrication to go along with it, because our idea all along was to be fully integrated so we can offer the full package to our customers.
Well, and see, that's the 21st century perspective. That's where you give yourself a chance to actually make a proposal to a bigger company, to a larger customer, and tell them that you don't just want to provide them with stuff, you want to be their partner.
That's right.
And they get that now, don't they?
Absolutely.
When you talk to them about that, what are they saying to you when you offer them those kinds of advantages? What do they say?
Well, they're actually thrilled. Their companies are out there are trying to become a full service shop to them. Because what, you know, their main focus is engineering and building their product.
Right.
Trying to find companies that are willing to go ahead and make the parts and put them together and ship to them are getting fewer and fewer shops out there to do that.
Well, and they've got their own competitive pressures, haven't they?
Absolutely.
And so they need partners like you. And you know, the other thing that I think some people might misunderstand, might not appreciate, Eric, is the fact that the value of a product is not just what it costs. It's also in the quality of what you deliver, the less waste that you have, the less downtime in terms of a failure, and the ability to make changes on the fly. That's all part of the value, isn't it?
Yes, sir, it is. And, you know, we've added, actually, and by the end of 2006, one other thing we're doing to fully complement the integrated status is we're involved with a major service center that we're going to have our own steel service center here locally, which is going to help everybody in our community in the Meadville area locally.
Hmm.
But that's just one more thing that we're doing to try to bring the product better to our customers, because as long as we can keep on being creative and keep on supplying them a product at a better price, there's no reason why they won't use us and use us even more, and that's the position we try to put ourselves in.
And your employee, your company has grown significantly in the last few years. How many employees do you have?
We have 107 to date.
Congratulations. How many did you have 10 years ago?
Oh, 10 years ago, geez, we had six.
Yeah. And what is the thing that still keeps you up at night?
Still keeps us up at night.
Yeah.
Oh boy, that's a long list.
Providing health care for you. Yeah, I know about that. How about providing health care for your insurance for your employees?
Right. The biggest issues out there are health care. But you know, I still feel strongly that's. My job is to provide health care for our employees, and that's one thing that we're truly blessed with in this area that I live in, is we've got a lot of great people, and the more that I can employ and the more that I can get them to help me and give them a chance to train them and give them a chance to show what they have, it's working out well.
Have you found that those kinds of benefits allow you to recruit a higher caliber of employee?
Oh, absolutely. There's not very many shops. It's tough. I mean, it's tough for us to try to supply health care, but that's just something that I'm determined to do, and it helps us retain people. But if you surround yourself with good people, it makes it harder to fail.
That's right.
So
I've got about 40 seconds, Eric. What's your key to? What do you think? If you had to say what your key to success is, what would you say?
Well, I've been asked that a lot lately, and my key to success is actually three things, Jim. I base it on three principles, which is faith, family, and the desire to make a difference. And everything I do, if it doesn't fall into one of those three categories, I don't attempt it.
Do you have family members working in the business with you?
Absolutely. I have everywhere from cousins to friends of cousins to my father still works with me and helps me. I mean, I'm...
Could I get you to bottle some of that water up there and send it down to me? I think we could, you know, you guys got some good things going on up there. It must be the water you're drinking. I think we need to bottle the water and get that spread around the country. Hey, Eric, congratulations again. I'm so proud of you, and as you know, you're my hero.
Oh, thank you, sir, and you as well.
Eric Hoover, ladies and gentlemen, the Small Business Person of the Year for 2006 in the United States. How about that? It's just a great story, folks. Quick break. Right back with Steve Chandler. Stay with me. And you ain't had
enough to eat. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.